Henry, you're a big fan of single board computers.
Why, yes, I am, Robbie.
How about you, Jeff?
Oh,
why
you.
Do I ask? Why do I ask? Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Bo was here from Ameridroid a couple weeks ago on episode 616.
Hi, Bo.
And he showed us something really like that intrigued me, impressed me, and excited me.
Was it the mini SPC? The size of a stamp?
That was cool. But that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not the one I'm thinking of. The one I'm thinking of is called the cluster board.
Yes.
What?
Oh, Bo, I think you forgot it. He left it for me.
Oh,
bless his heart.
Really?
The guy. Yes,
Bo,
he did.
Rock.
So
he
cool.
Absolutely rocks. So this is... Henry, I'm just going to explain this quickly to you because you haven't been here and you weren't here for episode 616.
Time to learn.
These slots that look like memory module slots.
Yeah.
Each one takes a single board computer.
Really?
A module. They're called the A64 SoPine modules or SoPine modules from Pine 64.
That's cool.
Each module has four cores.
What?
Yeah. Each module has 2 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
And a micro SD card reader.
Hmm.
The board, the cluster board, has GPIO headers for all 7 of the boards.
Wow.
USB 2 for all 7 of the boards, plus a USB micro, plus you've got an eMMC shared reader here. You've got real-time clock battery. You've got gigabit Ethernet, and all of these are connected to a single gigabit Ethernet port, so they're communicating with your network. So essentially, this can either be a cluster... So you've got the power of all of those cores, right? Or they can be individual computers. So you can plug this in and have 7 computers show up in your network. And that really excites me because I'm thinking, like, some of the things that I could do, like, this would be a Titan Pi server.
Yes.
This would be a NEMS Linux server. This would be, like, a Debian server doing some iSCSI target distribution on my network to give me network shares.
Yes.
This one could be an FTP server. This one could be a LAMP stack to host my website. This I've still got 2 left and I'm out of ideas.
Okay, so here's a question though. With all of them connected, all of them running, if one became compromised through a network vulnerability, would all of them be compromised?
No, because each one is an individual computer. So I say no, well, possibly, but no different than having 7 individual computers on your network and one of them getting compromised, But be smart about your security, right?
Well, of course, yes.
And that's important. But each one is basically its own computer. It's like having 7 computers on your network, but it's built into one board.
That's nice.
I'm going to show you what the computer itself looks like, Henry.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the computer.
That's smaller than my phone.
That's it. Smaller than your phone. You could fit 10 of these in your phone.
Yeah, yeah, I could.
It's just that the phone doesn't have the proper backplane.
Yeah.
That's all. So we've got micro SD. We've got the A64 SoC. Just a gorgeous little card. So this goes in here just like a memory module.
Like installing RAM, right?
Yeah,
like it just
exactly
it always takes 2 tries.
It's actually you got to put it in the right way, Robbie.
Yeah.
There you go. So I would have 7 goodness. Of these would be 7 different computers.
So cool, guys.
But then I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, well, what do I do about mounting it? And I started looking at some really cool micro ATX cases and thinking about that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Then you got to get a special power supply. I did try my standard power supply on this, like a nice thermal take ATX power supply.
Yeah.
But this is only a 5-volt draw.
Oh, so it wasn't working?
There's no 12 volts, so it's not drawing enough. It's not drawing anything from the 12 volts, so my power supply doesn't show power good, and it doesn't power up.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, I could put some inline resistors to draw on the 12-volt channel and power up the power supply, but then I've got to mash up the cabling on my good power supply.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. So then I started thinking, okay, I could buy a different power supply. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I got talking to one of my friends who happened to have an old monowall.
What?
This is a router. Okay. So this is a micro ATX router powered by monowall. But monowall was discontinued.
Yeah.
The main board in this is just a 32-bit main board. So it's not anything that you can really do anything else with these days. And it's not powerful. It's just, it's meant to be a router, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is a micro ATX case. And there's a really, really interesting thing about this. I'm just going to get in here, Henry, because I've got my screwdriver. I want to get the cover off of here for you and show you what is really intriguing me about this. Because the power is the main thing with the Sopine cluster board. Okay, how am I going to power it?
Tell me that the screw holes for this to not form factor to in there.
This is a micro ATX mainboard.
So
this fits the form factor.
Oh my gosh.
It will actually fit so in there perfectly. Okay? So it's built to fit a micro ATX case. But how are you going to power it? Well, you'd have to have a big, like an ATX power supply or a micro ATX STX power supply, something like that. Now, this is an older system.
Yep.
But what I love about this, Henry, it takes these two cables from a power adapter, which I have here somewhere. You guys can see it. I can't reach it.
It's there.
It's there. It has a 5-volt power supply that is 6.7 amps.
What?
What? Okay.
6.67 amps.
Huh.
Giving 12 volts, as a matter of fact. Now, what it does is it takes that power from that power supply, goes through the downstepper to 5 volts,
okay,
and it has an ATX connector on it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going to pull this main board out of here, this old router main board. I'm going to put the micro ATX Sopine cluster board in there. Notice they are exactly the same form factor.
Yep.
Right? And now this one little tiny computer on the network is 7 quad-core computers with 2 gigs of RAM each. Each one running Debian or some other server OS, whatever I want.
Oh, my goodness.
So cool.
Mind-bending.
So now all you need, though, is like a backplane that has the USB hookups so that you can just...
Only if you need USB, Jeff.
Yeah, fair enough.
I could connect the front panel USB to these USB ports.
Yep.
So that if I plug in a USB, it could go into one of these Sopine modules if I wanted to.
Yep.
And I might do that. Maybe have one of them that uses that for something. Maybe storage or something like that. But realistically, I'm going to use the gigabit connectivity.
Okay. Yeah.
For storage, I'm going to use the gigabit for iSCSI or something like that. Or even SFTP or SSHFS. Would work for me as well. CIFS would work fine, like Samba.
That's so awesome.
There you go, folks. That's going to go in there, Henry. So I've got to order more Sopine modules. Yes. I'm going to fill that thing to the brim.
Yes.
I'm going to put some Kingston SD cards in there, and we're going to see what we can come up with.
It's going to be so beautiful. Oh,
I'm looking forward to the day where something like that becomes the new broadcast server.
Yes. No, I don't think that's happened.
Just a box. Yeah. That's all you need.
You need the GPU, that's all. You really got to have a good GPU for broadcasting. However, what this could, one of those Sopine modules could do is be a recipient for Nimble Streamer. So the broadcast server could be sending the broadcast to that, and then that could stream it to Nimble Streamer and rebroadcast it. It could also then daisy chain to the next Sopine board and take a picture every 10 seconds of the video stream live to create snapshots for us so that we have some thumbnails to work with. There's so much you can do. Then you could use one of those USB ports to plug in a webcam, and that can be a backstage pass camera, and that could be taking a picture every 10 seconds, or it could be streaming live video to YouTube. It can do that.
Oh my goodness.
So no, it's broadcast exciting. Broadcast server, no, you're limiting it.
Slap on the wrist.
What were you thinking?
You can do so much. You can do so much with it because it's just a whole bunch of little servers.
That is exciting.
Sitting inside of an old mono wall.
It's funny as you're going through this. This reminds me of way back. Oh gosh, I want to say 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember when you were starting to work on building a computer into a desk?
Yeah.
This totally reminds me of that. It's like taking something that it wasn't intended for. It's like, oh, I got to repurpose this.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
An old desk with the drawer handle. I cut out the drawer handle and put an optical drive in there. And then the motherboard was in the drawer itself.
Yes.
Back before SBCs were even thought of.
Yeah.
And it was just a little ATX computer in a drawer.
So cool.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
But this is going to be even better, Jeff.
I know. That's awesome.
Have you played with those yet? I want to hear from you. I want to get some ideas. Hey, I mentioned some of the things that I might do with it. What would you like to see us do with it? I've got some GPIO connectivity. Am mm-hmm. I going to connect some things to that and see if we can? Another idea I had was to write an app for your phone mm-hmm. so that when you connect to the Wi-Fi and mm-hmm. So you get to the studio, and what do you normally do? You text me yep. and say, I'm here, unlock yes. the doors, right?
yep.
So think about this. One of those SoPine modules running an Apache server with a connected app that only works on our Wi-Fi. As soon as you come into the Wi-Fi, it brings up a thing that allows you to push a button that turns on a light that tells me that you're here, basically like a silent doorbell.
It's a smart office.
Right?
That's awesome.
That would be an easy, just a relay coming off of the GPIO, being triggered by a GPIO command on the Apache server mm-hmm. and a little app that lets you ring the virtual doorbell, but only when you're connected to our Wi-Fi, so just when you get to the studio.
So then when you
that's
don't
another
want
idea,
me here, you'll just change the Wi-Fi password. Oh, sorry, Jeff.
Oh, why does it say it's red like on the Orville game?
That's right.
It's locked.
Oh, sad.
So many ideas.
Removed.
Oh, I can't wait to try it.